Love one another. God will live in us, and that love will be strong. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you for certain that only thieves and robbers climb over the fence instead of going in through the gate to the sheep pen. But the gatekeeper opens the gate for the shepherd, and he goes through it. The sheep know their shepherd's voice. He calls each of them by name and leads them out. When he has led out all his sheep, he walks in front of them, and they follow because they know his voice. The sheep will not follow strangers. They don't recognize a stranger's voice, and they run away. Jesus told the people this story, but they did not understand what he was talking about. So Jesus said, I tell you for certain that I am the gate for the sheep. Everyone who came before me was a thief or a robber, and the sheep did not listen to any of them. I am the gate. All who come in through me will be saved. Through me they will come and go and find pasture. A thief comes only to rob and kill and destroy. I came so that everyone would have life and have it to its fullest. The good news of salvation.
Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Well, this is one of those days that I'm mostly preaching to the kids and the adults get to listen. So if I could have all of you young people come up and just sit in the front row. You don't have to stand up here or whatever, but if you could just come up here so that I can like really look at you in the eyes and you can look at me and we can know that we're connected in what we're talking about, okay? It's good to see you all. So today we're going to be talking about listening for the voice of the shepherd. Which is listening for Jesus' voice, right? Have you ever tried to recognize somebody's voice in a crowded place? Maybe you were at a baseball game, or in a busy hallway at school, or a family reunion where there are lots of people, and suddenly you hear someone calling your name. Out of all that noise, you just know that voice. You turn, and there's someone who knows you, someone who cares for you, maybe your best friend, your mom, your dad, an auntie. That's the image Jesus gives us today. To help us better understand him, Jesus compares himself to a good shepherd taking care of the sheep he's responsible for. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Jesus is telling us something really important here. He tells us that you are known, that he knows us, that we are cared for intimately, that we are never alone, because Jesus is not just any shepherd. He's the good shepherd. So what makes a shepherd good? A good shepherd doesn't just stand far away outside the pen and shout orders at the sheep, do they? A good shepherd goes in, and he doesn't stand far away or shout orders. He walks right with them, stays close by, protects them, and guides them. And when one sheep is lost, what does Jesus do? He goes and looks for that sheep, and he looks and he looks and he looks until he has found that little sheep and brings it back to the fold, because everyone matters. Before I go on, I want to share with you, I took a trip a couple months ago now to Phoenix, where I went to this special chapel, and one of the things that they had there was one of the most beautiful pictures I've seen of Jesus and the Good Shepherd holding the lamb, the one that he went out and found, and he's holding it close to himself. So I'm going to bring that over to Ben and James, and if you guys would just take a look and then pass it down the row. And then Hannah, if you would just bring it back to Miss Maureen, then we'll pass it around so everybody gets a chance to see it up close, okay? So this is the Good Shepherd I'm talking about. Of course, we know that's not a real picture, but I think it really captures the tenderness that Jesus has toward each of the sheep. So that's the kind of love that we celebrate this Easter, because the Good Shepherd we follow is the risen Jesus, the one who laid down his life and rose again. He didn't run away from suffering. He didn't abandon his people when things got hard. He risked himself to save others. He stayed, he loved, and he still does, because he's risen and still among us today. And there's something wonderful. Jesus says, I know them. Not, I know about them. Not, I recognize them from way up there in heaven somewhere. Not, I know them, but he does say, I know them. And they are mine. Jesus knows you. He knows your friendships, your struggles, your hopes, the things that are hard for you, the questions you have in your heart. He is already there in your heart, calling you and guiding you, and will do that throughout your whole life if you listen and let him speak to you. So Jesus then says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And that raises the big question for today. How do we hear Jesus' voice talk to us? Because it's not usually a loud voice that kind of comes down from the sky when it thunders. Instead, his voice comes in quiet ways. We hear the voice of the shepherd when we read scripture and something speaks right to our heart, as if God was talking just to us, because he is. And when someone shows us an unexpected kindness, it's God showing us that we really matter. When we feel a nudge to do the thing that is right, even when it's really hard to do. When we pause in prayer and sense a deep peace, and we can fall asleep knowing that everything's going to be okay because God has us and that we are in a place of love. Sometimes we hear his voice through each other. Someone who uses their allowance or does some extra work
to send money to the tornado victims or the fire victims, and if you've watched the news, we know the need is so great. A person who stands up for someone being treated unfairly, a family who chooses forgiveness instead of holding on to hurt. Those are the moments when the voice of the shepherd is alive inside our heart and speaking right to us. But listening for the voice of the good shepherd can really be tough sometimes because we live in a world so noisy and so full of noise that tries to distract us from the true good shepherd. There's so many voices telling us who to be and what matters and how to be noticed and how to be popular. So learning to recognize the voice of Jesus takes practice. It takes slowing down. It takes listening. It takes trust. Because when we truly listen to the Good Shepherd, something changes inside us. Our heart becomes more like Jesus' own heart. We become more passionate, compassionate, more patient, more willing to reach out instead of turning inside ourselves or turning away. And we don't just follow the shepherd, we begin to reflect the shepherd and become good shepherds ourselves. We begin to look like Jesus. So maybe this week, we can each ask one simple question. Where is the good shepherd calling me? Is it reaching out to someone who feels left out? Is it being more patient? Is it choosing kindness when it would be easier not to? Is it making time to pray and listen? The voice of Jesus is still speaking to us. The question is, are we listening? And even more, are we willing to follow? Because when we do, we discover something beautiful. We discover that we are never alone, that we are deeply known by God, and we are always being led toward the loving arms of the Good Shepherd. And that is very, very good news. Ta-da! The end. So, we have some other very, very good news today. So I'm going to ask our young people to go back and sit with their families. Thank you for being up here and for your wonderful attention. That was great. So, we have, the very good news is that we have five people who are becoming formal members of the Church of the Beloved today. When I call your name, please rise. Dave Lyons, Lynn Lyons, Vivienne Walton, Sarah Bobeck, and Kelly Johnson. And I'd like to invite each of you to come forward and join me at the altar here. And I invite our bishop and pastor, our own good shepherd, to come lead us in accepting these formal members and blessing this special moment.
I'm going to have you face the community.
It's all right, I'm just messing with
you. No, this is perfect.
Hi, guys.
I have to move it out a little bit.
There we go. We're all right. Thank you all for meeting with Alice and for coming to the community and having a sense of belonging here. We feel belonging with you all. So in gratitude and praise, oh God, we thank you for the new formal members of our community, Dave and Lynn Lyons, Vivi, Sarah, and Kelly. They have acknowledged their baptismal call to follow Christ in Christian community, in covenant, and to serve their sisters and brothers by becoming members of Church of the Beloved. So I invite you all to hold out your hands towards them in blessing. Creating God, may your spirit unite them with this community of faith.